a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Judiciary Committee of the Senate will come to order. I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Valley. Bigalka.
Here.
Thiessen.
Here. Quorum is present. We have a motion to approve the minutes from our January 17th meeting. Motion by Hunhoff, seconded by Monroe. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried. Today's business includes two House bills and three appointments. Just a reminder, everyone to silence your communications devices. I have a new phone. I hope I have it set right. If not, I'm sure I'll pay the price for it. And be sure if you're testifying to sign in at the podium at the back of the room. There's no other preliminary business. I think we're going to attack the agenda from top to bottom. And we will start with House Bill 1008 to codify legislation enacted in 2012. Good morning, Mr. Decker.
Good morning, Chairman Thiessen, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. My name is Doug Decker. I am the code counsel for the state of South Dakota, and I'm bringing two bills today, House Bill 1008 and House Bill 1009. I'll speak to 1008 first. This is an annual bill. It's a routine matter. It comes from the Code Commission. The Code Counsel staffs the Code Commission. The Code Commission is in charge of publishing the South Dakota codified laws. The Code Commission is a five-member body made up of members of the legislature and members of the state bar. The current membership includes Representative Gosch, who is the vice chair, and he had asked me to come over and present this bill today. The Senate member for the Code Commission, the position is vacant. It was formerly held by Senator Joni Cutler, who did not run, so that's an appointment that needs to be made. The three bar members are, one is Tom Lee, a lawyer from Peer. Another one is Lee McCarron from, no, not Lee McCarron, he's recently has been replaced. It's Maggie Gillespie from down by Elk Point. And the third member is Mike Demersman, who was appointed by the executive board, and he is the current chair. That's your membership of the commission. And this is an annual bill that is brought each year to, in effect, codify the previous year's legislation, move it from the session laws into the law books. And so what you see with Section 1 is the current list of the volumes and the code as it exists today. Section 2 provides a deadline for challenges to the constitutionality of the enactment of the legislation, and it also provides that if you have commenced your challenge prior to 2013, it's not affected by this legislation. Then Section 3 is a transition section, a coordination clause that provides that any bills enacted by this session is deemed to be subsequent to the enactment of this bill. And like I said, that's a routine matter every year, and I appreciate your support. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Decker? Seeing none, are there other proponents for House Bill 1008? Other proponents? Are there any opponents for House Bill 1008? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and move to committee discussion and action. Senator Bradford.
Move to pass.
Motion by Senator Bradford to pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Hunhoff. Discussion on the motion. Any discussion, Senator Bradford? Any other members' discussion? Thank you. Well, I'd just like to point out that this is, again, as we discussed earlier, this is a routine bill, but there's really nothing routine about the work. This is important work, and I'd just like to recognize the Code Commission, you know, one of many groups that we have in state government, citizens that that serve the legislature and serve the citizens of South Dakota, so I'd like to recognize the hard work of the Code Commission. There's no further discussion. The motion is due pass on House Bill 1008. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye. Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bigalka.
I move consent on this bill.
Motion to consent on House Bill 1008. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Monroe. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried. House Bill 1008 will go to the floor. Do pass on the consent calendar. We move now to House Bill 1009. A bill to correct an error in the recreational vehicle title statute. Proponent testimony, Mr. Decker.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Doug Decker, Code Counsel, and staff to the Code Commission. This bill is brought to you to correct an error that occurred back in 2003. In 2003, this bill created the statute you see in Section 1, 32-3-65, and there was debate between the members of the Senate and the House and members on the Transportation Committees as to what the provisions should be within that bill. And it went back and forth a couple of times with various amendments. And what happened is in 2003, when the publisher of the code took the final version that passed to publish in the pocket parts, they took the wrong version. They took the House Transportation Engrossed version and used that to create the pocket part, as opposed to the House Engrossed version, which was what passed the legislature, which what we put into the session laws, and which what was filed with the Secretary of State. The difference is the language that you see underlined in Section 1. The House Transportation Engrossed version omitted the language you see on line 8 and omitted the language you see and the overstrikes and underscores you see on line 6 of page 2. So what this bill does is put the statute back into the correct version that was passed by the legislature and filed with the Secretary of State. It's an error. It was brought to my attention this fall, and ordinarily with minor errors or errors of this type, I can correct them through the authority of the Code Commission to correct apparent errors that occur in the code. The problem with this is, subsequent to 2003, the legislature, in making amendments to other parts of this section, in effect ratified the error and continued the error two different times. So I didn't believe I had the authority to come in and change a statute that had been ratified two separate times with the incorrect language. Now it's been brought to my attention. I'm putting the bill back into the shape that it was in when it passed in 2003, and I would appreciate your support.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Decker? Senator Bradford.
I was supposed to break you over the coals, according to Reuben. But what my question is nothing to do with this, but only is there only three places in South Dakota where you can get this done, actually inspected?
Senator Bradford, I wouldn't know the answer to that question. I don't enforce the you need to talk to motor vehicles, and they can tell you, you know, the ins and outs, and they administer this section of the code.
Senator, further questions? So Senator Hunhoff?
Thank you. So if this occurred in 2003, what's been the compliance? So people have been out of compliance, or it hasn't been checked, or what?
Go ahead.
Since 2003, the department has been enforcing the statute as it's been written. And you see that the language on line 8, it says the unit shall be equipped. The addition is with at least five of the following, and there are seven subdivisions. They've been enforcing this, I think, with the language that you must have all seven provisions. Go ahead, Senator.
So is there a process then to prevent this from occurring in the future? You know, what is?
Yes, there. What happens now, the current publisher, the publisher that made the error is no longer the current publisher. It was Lexis when this error occurred. We now have West. And we have a check and balance in that we send the hard copy, the version that is filed with the Secretary of State, the hard copy goes to the publisher, plus they take the last engrossed version from our website. And so there's two copies of a bill that go to the publisher, and they compare both to make sure that the correct version is being used in the publication of the pocket parts.
Thank you. Any other questions? Any other
proponent testimony for House Bill 1009? Is there any opponent testimony? Opponent testimony, House Bill 1009. Hearing none, we'll close public testimony and move to discussion and action from the committee.
Chairman.
Senator Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Motion to do pass House Bill 1009.
Do pass motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valley. Discussion on the motion. Seeing no discussion. The motion is due pass. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye. Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bigalka.
I move consent on this bill also.
Is there a second on the consent motion? Second motion by Bogalka, second by Senator Monroe for consent. Any discussion on the consent motion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried. House Bill 1009 will go to the floor. Do pass on consent calendar. Thank you. We'll move now to appointments. We have three appointments today. They include, first of all, from the Chief Justice, appointment of Thomas Simmons of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Good morning. Proponent testimony on this appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Greg Satizon. I'm the legal counsel for the Unified Judicial System and am appearing on behalf of the Chief Justice in support of Mr. Simmons' appointment to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Mr. Simmons was appointed on November 27th of last year, 2012, by the Supreme Court. That appointment is subject to the advice and consent of the Senate. Just so you know, the Board of Pardons and Paroles is a 9-member board. Three of those appointees are appointed by the Supreme Court. That appointment is for a 4-year term. Mr. Simmons, just briefly about his background, he's a very well-respected attorney that practices in Rapid City, South Dakota. He received his B.S. in English and education from USD. Then he went on to USD Law School, where he graduated with honors in 1998. He also served as the editor-in-chief of the South Dakota Law Review during that time. He was a law clerk for the Federal District Court for 2 years in Rapid City with Judge Bogue. He's been an instructor and a presenter on numerous topics for the state bar, both locally and statewide here in South Dakota. He's a lifelong South Dakotan, a father, husband, and has 2 children. And the court believes he's a valuable member to the board and would request your advice and consent to the appointment. And I'm certainly available for any questions. Thank you.
Any questions for this witness? Seeing none, are there other proponents for this appointment? Other proponents? Are there opponents to this appointment? Are there opponents? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and move to committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Before we get to that, Ruben, the correct motion, should we get to it, would be that we recommend advice and consent?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that the committee recommends to the Senate that they advise and consent the appointment.
Thank you. Senator Monroe.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend we give consent to the appointment of Thomas Simmons.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valley. Any discussion on the motion? Thank you. Before we go to the vote, I again want to take just a moment to thank the citizens of South Dakota that stepped forward to take positions on our boards and commissions in South Dakota. And in particular, I want to recognize the Board of Pardons and Paroles. There is nothing easy about this work. It's difficult in a number of ways. It requires hard decisions be made about people's lives and about the safety of the citizens of South Dakota. It can be very heart-wrenching work. I've seen the board in action. Not only that, it takes a great deal of time. And for a man of the position of Mr. Simmons, and we have Mr. Bonnenberger following, Mr. Simmons is an active attorney, has an active practice. I'm sure he has plenty of his own work to do. And I just admire him and the other members of the Board of Pardons and Paroles that are willing to offer themselves up for these difficult tasks on behalf of the citizens. So my thanks to the Board of Pardons and Paroles for the hard work that they do, and my appreciation for Mr. Simmons for stepping forward. Any other discussion? Seeing none, the motion is to recommend advice and consent of the Senate to the appointment of Thomas Simmons to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Unhoff.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye. That motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bigalka.
If it's appropriate, I would like to move consent on this as well.
We have a motion for consent, and I believe that in prior discussion last year that we agreed that we could put these on the consent calendar. Reuben, you have advice? Any advice in consent?
My recollection is that although for several years now there has been an attempt to amend the Senate rules to allow these on consent calendars, that is not the case, but I will go and check that.
All right, based on that, I think let's move to the other appointments, and we can always come back if we wish and take further motions before we adjourn today. That sound good? Okay. Let's move to the appointment from the Attorney General. This is a reappointment of Keith Bonnenberger of Jackson County, Kadoka, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Good morning, Mr. Attorney General.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Marty Jackley, South Dakota Attorney General. You've already heard from Mr. Satizan and the chairman regarding the importance of the parole board. When you look at the makeup of the parole board, the Attorney General has three appointments, the Chief Justice has three appointments, and the Governor has three appointments. The Attorney General's appointments are former Sheriff Holloway from Pennington County, Jack Heeb, a practicing attorney in Aberdeen, and then Keith Bonnenberger, who has a long history with the court system. He's a court service officer in the Sixth Circuit. This is a reappointment. He has served us very well, does very important work, and I would ask for your consent. And I'm available for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Questions? Okay. Are there other proponents for appointment of Mr. Bonnenberger to Pardons and Paroles? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and move to action and discussion from the committee. Senator Bradford.
Well, Keith, I know Keith personally. Keith's out of my district, and he's a great guy, and I had the pleasure of watching him in action and when we visited the parole. And with that, I'd like to make the motion to send to the Senate for whatever them two words were.
Advice and consent?
Yes. Thank you.
Motion from Senator Bradford. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valley. Further discussion on the motion to recommend advice and consent of Keith Monenberger to Board of Pardons and Paroles. Senator Bradford.
I would like to see go to the floor. I would like to nominate from the floor for Keith.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the motion is to recommend advice and consent for Keith Monenberger to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Igalka.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye. Motion carried. Let's move now to the last appointment, which is the appointment of Sharon Calamine to the Crime Victims Compensation Commission. It's an appointment from the Attorney General. And I believe this is a reappointment as well, isn't it? Although it says appointment, this is a reappointment. As I recall, she's been on this probably since its inception. But Mr. Attorney General, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Marty Jackley, South Dakota Attorney General. Just want to note for the record, this is the second time I've now testified, and I haven't drawn either the ACLU or the defense bar, so it must be good stuff. So I'm here on the Victims Compensation Fund Committee. What that is a commission of five members, three appointed by the governor, one by the chief justice, and one by the attorney general. As the chairman had indicated, Sharon Calamine has been a victim's assistant in Pennington County, I believe, for 23 years. She has been with this fund or this committee essentially from its inception on and off a couple of times, but this is a reappointment. She has done tremendous work for victims. She understands the program, having been there from the very beginning. She is conservative and responsible with that fund, and I would kindly request your consent to have her reappointment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the Attorney General? Thank you. Any other proponents for this confirmation? Any other proponents? Hearing none, are there opponents to the appointment of Sharon Calamine to the Crime Victims Compensation Commission? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and move to committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Valley.
I move that we recommend Sharon Calamine. Advise and consent. I'm going to start that over. I recommend we give advice and consent to Sharon Calamine to the Crime Victims Compensation Commission.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Hunhoff. Discussion on the motion? Just a brief comment. Again, another important commission serves victims around the state of South Dakota. I've known Sharon Calamine personally for all through my law enforcement career. She is perhaps the, in my mind at least, the premier victims advocate in the state of South Dakota. I called her up in reference to this appointment, invited her to come, and of course she's busy with other duties today. But she related to me how excited she was to be reappointed to this commission. Again, another citizen that's willing to step up and accept virtually nothing in return in order to serve the citizens of South Dakota. So another appointment that I can heartily recommend. Any further discussion on this appointment? Seeing none, the question is recommend advice and consent to the full Senate of Sharon Calamine to the Crime Victims Compensation Commission. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Igalka.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye. Motion carried. Having checked the rules, we find that Senate Rule 7-2.1 does permit uncontested nominations to be on the consent calendar. So I will allow motions for any of these appointments to be put on the consent calendar if the committee wishes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogalka.
I move Tom Simmons' appointment on the consent calendar.
Motion to move Simmons' recommendation to the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Yes.
Seconded by Senator Kirkaby. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Simmons goes to the consent calendar.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogalka.
I move we put Ms. Calamine on the consent calendar as well.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Kirkaby. Any discussion? All those in favor of putting the Sharon Calamine confirmation on the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. Any further business to come before the committee this morning? Well, the only thing I can advise on is that cinch it up because the flood is coming. We will have a good debate calendar for Thursday. We're still working out the details with some of the bill sponsors, but we're not necessarily completely overloaded yet, but we do have some bills that certainly will give us a larger and more entertaining crowd in the future. So bring a hot cup of coffee and be ready for action. We will start at 8 o'clock on Thursday. Calendar will be posted shortly. Anything else from the committee? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So
motion by Monroe.
Second.
Seconded by Valley. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We are adjourned.